May 19, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. True and proper worship. Opening prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the message of the gospel. Thank you for providing everything I need to share with others the hope it offers. Read Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 8. A living sacrifice. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Humble service in the body of Christ. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Reflect. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take myself and I will be ever only all for Thee. At this point, one can imagine Phoebe reading this letter to the Romans, pausing, taking a drink of water, and perhaps waiting until the next morning to continue. Her audience needed time to let it all sink in. Then she started again, with the implications. How, one wonders, does a Christian respond to such a mystery of grace? Answer: we offer our whole selves, mind and body, to the one who sacrificed himself for us. This is truly the way to worship him. Verse 1, NLT. It's a pity the word worship has taken on a narrow meaning in Western Christian culture, making us think only of contemporary music. The way it is used here has nothing to do with music or public gatherings. Instead, it refers to the total abandoning of ourselves to His will. As we allow God to change our minds, He will make them like His mind. This is a radical commitment and the very antithesis of our habit of being conformed to the pattern of this world. If Paul's world was an honor and shame society, is ours so different? The first thing he mentions is humble service. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves. Verse 3, NLT. Time and time again, Paul describes Christ's likeness as beginning with humility. Look at Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 11, where he urges the Philippians to be like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but to the interests of the others. Even Jesus did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Apply. Don't rush. Take time to let Jesus speak to you about how he can use you today to reach someone for him with encouragement, empathy, challenge, or simple love. Closing prayer. Lord, help me to hear your voice, to be sensitive to your will, and ready to serve wherever you lead me.